WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of the strongest parental instincts is to protect your child. But with more and more children becoming the victims of random violence, commentator Annie Lamott says it's hard to strike a balance between protecting and overprotecting her young son, Sam.
A child was kidnapped and then murdered not long ago in a town 15 minutes up the highway from where Sam and I live. All of us with children still living at home felt a sense of total fear and hopelessness. How are we supposed to protect our kids? How can we show our children that they are safe and welcome here? I was unsure of the answers. All I knew is that I hadn't felt this afraid since I saw The Silence of the Lambs a couple of years ago. I left that movie convinced that I either needed an armed husband or a dog. I opted for the dog. The dog turns out to be Desmond Tutu in a fursuit. Still, she would bark at occasional strangers, and I felt a little safer until this latest murder. Ever since, I've wanted the armed husband, too. Since there are no fiancés on the horizon, my next thought was to have a porch built onto our house so I could sit in a rocking chair on it with a shotgun, like Granny Clampett. My landlord, however, did not want the porch, so I stepped up my general vigilance. I knew this was not the way to go. I was raised by anxious parents and ended up being hypervigilant, like a one-person war room staffed by an extremely tiny, tense stewardess. I hope that Sam grows up feeling more relaxed, but I know now that my parents must have wondered whether they should have had children, too. It feels like we are all bugs on the river, brightly visible to the trout beneath us. And all we can do in the face of it is to enjoy the buggy pleasures. Grab a fleck of river weed, stick together, notice how beautifully our buggy legs scull. I want everything to just stop for a while so I can get my bearings, but life is a no-stopping zone. Sam keeps wanting to play outside. I used to leave him alone when he played out front because he wasn't visible from the street. But on top of everything else, Sam has suddenly made himself more visible. He's created a little fort at the top of the stairs that leads to the road with a small plastic chair and his binoculars. Sometimes he stands on his chair so he can peer out at the street, and when he does, people on the street can peer back at him. Bad people who would steal him. Trout. So now instead of cleaning my house while he plays, I watch him. I told him recently about the real bad guys, not the bad guys in the cartoons, the real bad guys, the ones who take kids, the ones you have to hide from. He looked at me with great excitement. It was like I was warning him about dinosaurs or monsters. He went and got a cushioned rubber band, the kind I use for ponytails, and he showed me how he will use it for a slingshot. He knows the story of David and Goliath. But it's like casting Topo Gigio, the mouse on the old Ed Sullivan show, in the role of David. It won't work, I said. The bad men are big and you are so small. But I'm so strong, he said fiercely, which he thought was true because I tell him this when he takes his Superman vitamins. He weighs 37 pounds. I smiled at him, but I grieve. So I sit outside now and watch him play in his fort instead of using the time to clean my house or return phone calls. It is all I can think of to do in the face of all the bad guys out there. You can't get your kid a bodyguard. And sometimes it's very frustrating because there is so much to do inside. There are so many moving parts to our life. But Sam needs to play outside. So I watch him, but I don't hover. I take all due precautions, and I ask God to protect him and to teach me little by little to err on the side of my child's independence. Because when all is said and done, it is still only treading in the moment that saves us from drowning.
Annie Lamott is the author of Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year.